This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
So I think that what's happening now is that there's been a kind of a negativity bias.
Whatever it is, I'm against it.
If you ask people, how are you doing? They're pretty upbeat.
I'm the magical man from Happy Land in a gumdrop house on Lollipop Lane.
Oh, by the way, I was being sarcastic.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Hey, everybody! Hi!
I cringe when you talk. I have to be honest.
I think sometimes with voting is you just putting in your order. This is what you want. So when people stood in those lines for hours, when they drove by those drop boxes with their kids in the back seat, patiently waiting to drop off that ballot, they were putting in an order.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
That's not our policy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We've been talking the last few days about the revenge of Barbara Anderson, the late head of Citizens for Limited Taxation and a fellow governor with me and Jerry Williams here on WRKO in Boston back in the 80s and 90s. And she got a referendum question passed in 1986, just to refresh the subject here. And it calls for a refund to taxpayers if the amount of tax revenues collected by the Commonwealth of Massachusetts goes over a certain quote-unquote allowable limit. And this year, the allowable limit, the state has been flush with funny money from the feds, and then tax collections have been way up just in general with inflation being out of control. The state now owes the taxpayers $3 billion. $3 billion. And so the legislature claims they were blindsided by it in the last moments before the legislative session ended on Sunday night at midnight. So they nixed their own $1 billion tax deal. There were $500 million in rebates, $500 million in tax credits. And so that's gone down the tubes, the billion they were planning on giving us. And then they are now sitting on this $3 billion pot that under state law they have to return to the taxpayers. And so obviously everyone who knows how they operate on Beacon Hill is very concerned if we're ever going to get the $3 billion. And they're going to claim, of course, that they need it for emergencies and all this. But the fact is they have this thing called the Rainy Day Fund, and the Rainy Day Fund has never been as flush as it is now. There's almost $7 billion in the Rainy Day Fund. So they have $1 billion they were planning to give the taxpayers, $3 billion that they have to give the taxpayers by state law, and $7 billion almost in a Rainy Day Fund. So they're sitting on $11 billion, and they won't cough it up. So today I was going over my email feed, and I got an email from a press release from Anthony Amore. He's the Republican candidate for state auditor. And he says that he's trying to get together 24 taxpayers, if necessary, to go to court to enforce the provision of state law that they the state be required to give us the $3 billion. So joining us now on the line with that lengthy prologue is Anthony Amore. Anthony, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Thanks for having me, Howie. It requires a lengthy prologue when you think about how much money is being held back from the taxpayer.
It's really amazing. And, you know, I wrote my column for tomorrow. I said this kind of puts the whole lie to their whole attempt to increase the income tax by 80%. On so-called millionaires, which is basically going to be everybody, they've never had this much money, and now they want to jack up the income tax rate by 80%. It's amazing.
It's completely unnecessary. And when you think about the fact that they rush you know, they can't go, they can't move quickly enough to spend the money. But when it's time to give the money back, the feet get dragged like you've never seen before. It's just incredible. And, you know, in my campaign, we're saying that we want to be the auditor for the people, for the taxpayer. And we're not going to even wait to get elected. We're acting now and demanding that these tax refund checks go out. People need them. They don't only need them and want them, but they deserve them. And this is their money. And they know how to spend it better than the legislature does. So we're pushing really hard, as you mentioned, to line up these 24 taxpayers just in case we have to petition the court to force the hand. Now, the state auditor, the sitting state auditor, Suzanne Bump, has until the 20th to come up with the number that's
going to be. Oh, August 20th. It's August 20th? I thought it was September 2nd. That's good, though. It's even sooner. No. August 20th.
Well, no, unfortunately, it's not. It's September 20th.
Oh, September. And, oh, wow.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So September 20th. Okay.
But, you know, it's in typical fashion, again, Howie, it's no later than September 20th. And we're demanding, just move now. Get the numbers together, move now, and give people their money back. And this is what every taxpayer, and everybody in Massachusetts can agree on this, except the legislature, right? I mean, the Boston Globe is out saying that they need to give the money back. The Pioneer Institute saying it. Everyone is saying it. Progressive groups are saying it. They have to do this, and we are going to hold their feet to the fire. So if that number isn't out by the 20th of September, we are going to act. We're lining up 24 people, no more than six from any one county, to petition the Supreme Judicial Court to demand that this money be paid back to the taxpayer.
And so they're out of session, so there's no way that they can repeal it. The money has got to be paid out, this $3 billion. But they, you know damn well, though, Anthony Amore, Republican candidate for auditor, there's going to be some public unions are going to claim the money hasn't been appropriated or some such loophole that they're going to try to invent to get out from under it.
Without a doubt, I anticipate all kinds of news stories between now and the deadline I just mentioned of reasons why the money can't be paid back. You heard last week, it was the news about the 1986 law. And God bless Bob Anderson, but the news about it wasn't even 48 hours old before the Speaker of the House started talking about spiking the idea or overturning
right.
the law. It's just remarkable that, you know, and then the idea that they were blindsided. This is so what they're saying is we're the lawmakers and we don't know the law. This is, you know, it's hard to believe this is reality, but it is. And that's why we're going to hold their feet to the fire. And whether it's Suzanne Bump or any other member of the government, even before I'm elected auditor, God willing, we're going to make sure that they do what they're supposed to do.
Has she said any? I haven't seen any statement from her that she's going to try to expedite the process. I mean, why does she have to rush? Why can't she rush this thing through? Make sure people.
Oh, no.
It's back to school time, Anthony. You know, people
right,
could
she,
use the
she
dough.
Tweeted, And they deserve the dough. And she tweeted that what the rules were, and she mentioned that she would have the number by September 20th. But it's on or before September 20th. There's no reason not to get it sooner and get this money back. I mean, this is money that people need for this massive inflation we're facing. Anybody who goes to the grocery store, or of course, the gas station, or anywhere else, is just facing enormous bills right now. And to hold this money back on the people is just malfeasance.
So if you were auditor, Anthony, you would you'd be moving quickly to certify these numbers to get the money back to the taxpayers, correct?
Within days. Never mind September 20th. It would be an immediate drop everything. Let's come up with these numbers. Here's the number. Issue checks to the taxpayers. Give them the money that belongs to them. It's not a gift. This is taxpayer money. We took in too much. It has to go back to the taxpayer. We shouldn't be thinking of it as a handout or some, the benefactors from the government giving it to us. It's our money that was overpaid, and we need it back.
Now, do you have openings for the 24 the 24 plaintiffs? How do people become? Are you going to have a lottery for to become the 24 plaintiffs, or just it's first come, first served?
Well, I would encourage your listeners who are interested, because we need a diverse group. It has to be no more than six from any one county. So if you go to my website, amore2022.com, that's amore2022.com, go to the contact page and give your information, and mention that you would like to be party to this and mention what county you live in, and we'll be in touch with you.
Well, that's great. I'm glad. I was waiting for somebody to step forward and try to make the move. I thought it might be the Pioneer Institute or somebody like that, or the or Mass Fiscal or somebody like that. But I'm glad you're moving ahead, because it should help out your campaign. And so she's just going to drag her feet, as she always does. Apparently, the Suzanne Bump, the lame duck who's not running for re-election. I mean, this is really amazing, though, isn't it? That they have all this money, and they're gonna be crying poor mouth all through the fall, even though they have this $11 billion pot, or pots, if you want to call it that, $11 billion, Anthony.
I don't understand why the 1986 law forced them to drop their plan for the $500 million tax relief package they were talking about, where everybody got a $250 check within certain income levels. Why couldn't it be both? I don't understand why one had to go by the wayside for this $3 billion. It doesn't. The governor agrees it doesn't. We all know it doesn't. It's just the powers that be on Beacon Hill in the legislature just not giving it to us. And again, can't emphasize enough, this is the taxpayers' money.
So if people want to get involved in your campaign, give us the website address again, Anthony.
Sure. It's Amore, A-M-O-R-E, Amore2022.com. And you can find out more about the campaign, and you can give your information if you'd like to be part of this petition that we'll have raring to go if we don't have this number by the deadline.
She's just kind of there. She doesn't seem to do much. I don't think she's going to get a lot of calls from people, from the Democrats, saying, do not make a move until September 20th. That's my feeling. What do you think?
I think you're right on the money. And I would also point out that the legislature is saying they didn't know about this law and they were blindsided. Why didn't the state auditor's office tell them? I mean, why didn't Suzanne Bump tell them? She knows she's the one that would have to sign off on it. Why isn't the state auditor on top of this? This will change if I'm elected, so I need your listeners to help.
All right. Anthony Amore, it's an open seat, and Anthony's got a shot at it. And just see what you can do. If you can help him out, that'd be great. And Amore2022.com. And if you want to be one of the 24 plaintiffs in the lawsuit, which is probably going to be necessary. I mean, I hate to be a cynic, but that's the way it works around here. Thanks, Anthony Amore. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
508 says, why aren't the Republican candidates for governor not demanding Mara go to court to get the law enforced? Well, she's got, under statute, she has until September 20th. So you can't really do anything. You just got to be ready to pull the trigger if she tries to drag her feet. And, you know, I'm cynical. Yes, I don't believe she's going to do the right thing. I don't believe any of them are going to do the right thing. 844-500-4242. Has Baker made a statement on this issue? I don't think they're going to make a statement. I don't think he has to really make a statement, just like Mara doesn't have to make a statement. They have this period where they can supposedly check out the numbers and all that. I think though that we're wise, that Anthony Amore is wise to have 24 people ready to go just in case. 844-500-4242. 508 says, do you think the reason they have so much money, $3 billion, they don't have, it's not $3 billion, though. It's $3 billion to go back to the taxpayers. Then they had a billion that was set aside for rebates, $250 per taxpayer, another $500 million in tax reforms, like on the estate tax and all that kind of stuff. So that's $4 billion right there. And then they have close to $7 million already, an increasing billion in the rainy day fund. So that's 11. They have $11 billion. And this texter says, is one of the reasons because of the thousands of state employees that were fired for not getting jabbed? Think about it. UMass, judicial, transit, state police, all those firings add up. They don't add up to $11 billion. I don't think there were thousands fired. I think there were hundreds fired. Maybe thousands. But a lot of the thousands that were fired in the state were fired from, say, you know, hospitals, which is, most of them are not state hospitals. So it's, no, this is just, a lot of it is funny money coming in from the feds, you know, in the COVID panic, all the increased welfare. It wasn't just for, you know, mama's boys on the couch in the basement. It was for the state too. They got all kinds of scam COVID relief money. 844-500-4242. I love my Pillows products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code word Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which country has the most damaging documents on Hunter Biden et al.? China, Russia, or Ukraine?
I'm voting for China.
53% say China, 28% say Russia, and 20% say Ukraine.
Okay, it's time now for our segment. We do it once a week. Sometimes we do it on Mondays. Last night we decided to stick with story from Beacon Hill. And so we're going to do Let's Go Brandon.
The phrase is Let's Go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Yeah, let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
Let's go Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
So what we ask you to do in this segment is you can call us up and tell us what you've noticed the price is going up on, or what there's a shortage of, or where there's been some shrinkflation. It can be anything. 844-500-4242, or you can just text us. Text Howie at 53666, 53666. It just does, excuse me, I'm sorry, 63566. Sorry about that. I knew I should have gone to the top. Text Howie to 63566. Okay. Do you think we could claw back some of the billions in the rainy day fund too? That's a really good idea, 781. But let's start off with the $3 billion first, and then we'll work on the other $8 billion as we go through it. 844-500-4242, or text us at Howie at 63566. And I'll give you an example. Here's someone, Reddit has the shrinkflation thread. Here's Oreo cookies, the 10 cookie king-size package, Taylor. Do you know how many cookies are in the new king-size Oreo package?
Six?
Eight.
Eight.
Someone sent in a box of Krispy Kreme donuts. I don't eat these often, but I seem to remember that hole being much smaller. It does look like the hole has gotten bigger. 844-500-4242.
By the Munchkins, they must be bigger, right? The little donut holes?
One would think, but I rather doubt it. Even Malt O'Meal is reducing package sizes. Malt O'Meal, I guess, is one of the kind of the low-budget cereals. Not that familiar with it myself, thank goodness. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I saw one today on shortages in the Boston Globe, of all places. You know, another religious organ of the Democrat Party for the faithful. Local beer brewers run short on carbon dioxide. This is getting serious. Candy, frozen French fries, now carbon dioxide.
First
for beer.
Helium, now carbon dioxide.
Some brewers in the Boston area say they are running low on carbon dioxide, the ingredient that makes beer and soft drinks fizzy. A shortage that illustrates the tenuous state of a manufacturer-to-consumer delivery process that was taken for granted before the pandemic. I would change one word, before Brandon. It's pretty dire, said Matt Malloy, chief executive of Dorchester Brewing Company, which learned a few days ago it would only receive a quarter of its regular supply of CO2. Night Shift Brewing Company, that's a bigger one, I think, in Everett. They only had a few days' worth of supply left. We've heard anything from it. This might be a year-long problem till we might get a shipment next week. So there's another problem. 844-500-4242-978. I buy frozen fruit to put in my salad at work. A bag of frozen raspberries was $4.99 to $5.99 before Brandon took control. I just went to Market Basket, and they were $9.99 a pound. 207 Maine. Speed Stick deodorant was 3 ounces, now 2.7 ounces, plus the price went up. 860, over $8 for a quart of heavy cream in Connecticut. 978, Honey Nut Cheerios now are like eating plain Cheerios, hardly any honey flavor now. 508, my favorite Trader Joe's nut mix is now 50% dried cranberries, must be cheaper. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hi, Howie. I hope you're doing okay. Hey, propane tanks, Howie. I'm trying to switch out my propane tanks for my grills, and I go to the IGA, no propane switch out. Go to Cumberland Farms, no propane switch out. There's no, you can't get switch out your propane tanks. You know, they got them on order. You got to wait, you know.
So your grill is out of business until the more propane comes in?
Yeah, no, well, I mean, I'm serious. It's like every week, no ice, no propane, no ice, no propane, no ice, no propane. And that's on the funny side, Howie. But if I could just digress for one second, you know, up here in Maine, you know, I mean, you know, heating oil, Howie, when we...
I know.
You know, when you know and I know, when winter comes, all right, people, there's, you know, I could, look, I don't do too bad. I could stop, you know, contributing to my, you know, retirement fund myself, but you know, I know people, how they're not going to be able to pay $1,200.
I know. I bet that's why we've been talking with Poliquin about this and at LePage. I mean, I know. I understand it.
I mean, this is, you know, I know people who are, you know, whatever. I know humble people. You know, they're going to have a hard time, Howie, just to get through the goddamn winter. It's going to be like, you know, the daughter party up here.
I understand, Dan, and you know that's why I keep asking LePage and Poliquin when they're on the show, or when I see LePage every once in a while. It's bad, and you know, Janet Mills sends back a check for $850 to everybody. You know, the rebates, because she's in this tough fight with LePage. And I mean, how much good is $850 going to do? That'll fill up a half, you know, one. Two-thirds of a tank, I guess. One two-thirds tank fill-up. How many tanks do you use during the course of a winter, especially if it's cold? 844-500-4242. 603 says, Shake and Bake used to be around $4. Walmart will only ship it to you now. It's almost $12. Unbelievable. Let's go, Brandon.
Shake and Bake!
617, my McDonald's breakfast fix is this. One sausage and egg cheese sandwich, two hash browns, one large iced coffee, $18. $18! Four items, essentially $4.50 each. Yikes. There was a shooting yesterday in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn at a McDonald's. A woman got cold fries. She was live streaming it back to her son. Her son rushes down to the McDonald's and shoots the McDonald's attendant in the head. It's the lead story on the New York Post right now. So this is the second fast food worker who's been either killed or severely injured in a shooting. The other one was up in Spanish Harlem, I think, a couple months ago, and now this one in Brooklyn. 844-500-4242. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hey, good afternoon, Howie. Listen, congratulations on two people bombed in within 20 minutes. I haven't heard that in a long time. Very good.
Thanks.
I wanted you actually to go for the trifecta. I was hoping somebody else would call to get a hat trick. Anyway, I want to thank Brandon for, like, when I go to Market Basket, like, my wife and I usually just, we run the aisles, we just do the same, like, pretty much get the same thing all the time.
Right, so, exactly.
Not one particular thing, but everything that was like $3.99 is now $6.99, and everything that was $6.99 is now $10.99, right across the board, completely, except my beloved Spam, which if you want to listen, I got a line on getting some Spam if you're looking for
it. Are you a black market dealer? Are you a Spam kingpin?
I'm gonna start a gray market of Spam, Howie, if you want in.
They're locking up my toothpaste.
That was bad enough, Al, but now they're locking up your Spam at the Port Authority bus terminal. Thanks for the call, Baxter. 844-500-4242. I think they said $3.99 for a can of Spam in New York City. I mean, that seems like an awfully pricey meal, $3.99. Costco half and half was $1.19, now $2.50. 603, Subway has new menu and jacked up prices. Walked away, bought nothing. Let's see here. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. You know, I'd like to thank Brandon for my $8,000 check I haven't received yet. And Howie, now with my piece of that $3 billion, I could pay my heating bill for the wintertime.
Yeah, well, you know, so Brandon owes you $8,000 that he bragged about sending you last week. He bragged about sending it to everyone, and now you've been stiffed on the $8,000, and now you're going to be stiffed on the $500. Thanks, Democrat promises. Can we hear the $8,000? We should hear that again, because people, there's always new listeners. Brandon last week went out there and said he'd given everybody in America a check for $8,000. It was an amazing thing. It was talk about news you can use. If it's news to you, it's news to us, as we used to say. When the news breaks, we fix it. No one fixed this about Brandon. Let's see if we've got it here. 844-500-4242. Douglas, we'll get it in a minute here. Douglas, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Douglas.
Brandon, there's a shortage of teriyaki-flavored Slim Jims up here in Maine.
You're kidding. Teriyaki-flavored Slim Jims? Do they have the regular Slim Jims? Is it just...
Yeah, they got the regular ones, but sometimes when you eat so many Slim Jims, you just need to change up a flavor, and you go in every store, it's like, where's the teriyaki? Where's the teriyaki? I got to walk across town, there's still no teriyaki. What's going on, Brandon?
Really? That's bad. Where do you live in Maine, Douglas?
Augusta.
Augusta. That's terrible. That's the state capital. They should be getting it there. You know, the influential, the bureaucrats, the legislators, they can't get their teriyaki-flavored Slim Jims. All right. Thanks for the call, Douglas. All right.
You know, the first year we were able to, with the rescue plan, we were able to send them a check for $8,000. I mean, a check. One and beyond that, by the way, there's more than that. But if you're making $120,000 and you get a check for $8,000, that's a lot of money.
And I listened to him now tonight more closely. He said that he was sending out multiple checks for $8,000. Taylor, you and I didn't get a single one. I don't know anyone who got one check.
Not for $8,000, at least.
Tom, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tom.
I want my money. I want it now.
What do you want first, your $8,000 or your $500?
I want my $8,000, Corn Pop. I'm serious. I'm not fooling around now. Hey, I want to thank Brandon for the simple fact I've gone from a waist size of 42 to 40 because I can no longer afford $5 a loaf pumpernickel, dark pumpernickel bread, the cheap stuff at Walmart, as well as I stopped drinking beer. I can no longer afford $10 six-packs for Budweiser down here in West Virginia. I'm so old, I can remember in the 70s, a six-pack of Miller's used to cost $2.
Tom, I'm so old, I can remember when you could buy things like Utica Club, a case, for
$3.99. Oh, God. Oh, I would hate to have a hangover on that stuff.
It wasn't all that great. But, Tom, you know, it's a good thing. Look on the bright side about, you know, no longer being able to afford to buy Budweiser beer. Because I'm sure that the CO2 shortage is going to spread nationwide. So probably there's going to be a shortage of beer, you know? Used to be, when I was a kid, they'd have strikes sometimes. And I remember one time in Chapel Hill when I was a freshman, all the Budweiser disappeared and all the Schlitz disappeared. And they were shipping down Duke beer from Pittsburgh. Everybody in Chapel Hill was drinking Duke beer. But that would be gone, too, under Brandon. 844-500-4242. Joey, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joey.
Yeah, Howie.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to thank Brandon for no French fries. I don't understand it. Maine, I went to Hannaford the other day in Westbrook, Maine. And the whole aisle, the freezer section, not one bag of French fries. We produce potatoes in Maine. I don't understand it.
Not any bags, huh? Yeah, because you know what? Dave Wilcox at Ken's Place in Scarborough told me about a month and a half ago. I was asking him if he had any shortages, and he said he thought he'd be okay, but they had told him. I don't think it was Dave. It was Toby down in Wellfleet on Cape Cod. He told me that they had told him that there was going to be a shortage of fries. So it's finally come through, Joey. I mean, that's really horrible, isn't it? No fries?
No, empty. No tater tots, no sweet potato fries, no crinkle cuts, nothing. It's crazy.
No tater tots? No
crinkle. Nothing, Howie. Nothing.
Oh, wow. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thanks. Thanks, Joey. I don't think the Maine potato industry is what it used to be. It used to be the number one state in the country. Idaho had all the advertising and all the Idaho baked potatoes, but Maine produced, Aroostook County, the county, produced the largest amount of potatoes in the country. I don't think that's the case anymore. Obviously not. That if there's no potatoes, frozen potatoes. All right, we'll take some more calls. We come back, 844-500-4242. 781 says, good news for the guy in Maine who can't find Slim Jim teriyaki. My company supplies the majority of convenience stores in Maine, and we're expected to receive those next Monday. Well, there you go. There you go, Douglas. If you can hang on till Monday, you may be able to get some teriyaki Slim Jims. As you know, Mike Lindell and our friends at MyPillow have a passion for helping Howie Carr listeners get the best sleep of their lives. They didn't stop when they created the best pillow. MyPillow has done it again with the most incredible My Slippers. I have a pair and life is so good when I'm wearing them. And now for a limited time, you can save up to $90. That's about two-thirds on a pair of My Slippers. This blowout sale won't last long, so order yours today by using the promo code Howie when you go to the radio listener square at MyPillow.com. MyPillow took over 2 years to develop what I like to call heaven for your feet. What's really cool is that My Slippers are designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Your feet are just waiting to meet MyPillow's quality leather suede plus foam and impact gel, which helps prevent fatigue. This offer won't last forever. And again, you're getting two-thirds off. You're getting for about $50, less than $50. These are the greatest pillows, the greatest slippers you'll ever have. Get your $90 off right now. Call 800-658-4965 and use the code Howie or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and don't forget to use the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. This is the Let's Go Brandon segment. I'm wearing my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt with the American flag on it. It's available at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. You can also get the Fun Spot Arcade, $25 for a $50 gift certificate. We got lots of other stuff there too. Check it out, HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store. 844-500-4242. Let's see. I'm just looking here to see. Oh, by the way, there's a new story out tonight. More dysfunction on the Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority, MBTA. Said to be considering 30-day shutdown of Orange Line to perform maintenance. Oh, that will be very convenient. I remember when that used to happen occasionally, again, when there was a lightning strike or a bum wandered in onto the track and got electrocuted by the third rail or hit by a car. But I can imagine going up and down for 30 days. I think I'd be using my car to get into the city, no matter how much it cost. 844-500-4242. Brenda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brenda.
Hey, Howie, how are you?
Good.
I go to my local market basket in Revere.
Yeah.
And they always used to sell Idaho potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, because I can't get them at my local Stop and Shop in Revere.
Yeah.
And now, for the past month, they don't have Idaho potatoes anymore.
Really?
No, they have the gold potatoes, the russet, you know, red, everything else.
Right.
No Idaho potatoes. I'm really bummed out because I love Idaho potatoes.
Yeah, I like the other ones better myself, but I can see if you get used to something and you like it. I mean, you don't think about ever being in a country where you couldn't get exactly what you want, especially something simple like a potato, right?
Exactly. Yeah, so I bought a bag of russet, which is, you know, they're okay.
Yeah.
But my favorite potato in the family is the Idaho potatoes.
Boy.
I'm really kind of bummed out about that.
Boy, Brandon is going to have a big problem with people like me and Brenda and Joey. You know, we're potato people here in the United States of America. Thanks for the call, Brenda. Good luck. 843 says, I'm so old I can remember $2 a gallon gas. I'll be two next week. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I want to thank Brandon for the price of cherries.
Cherries?
$6 a pound. Usually they come down during this time to about $2 or $1.50, but they're $6 a pound now. And I just want to thank him for that. Also, if you don't mind, can you tell me, did he go through with that 3-month federal tax holiday of giving us back 18 cents per gallon?
Oh, no.
I want to thank him for that, too.
Well, he claims he wanted to do it, but the Congress wouldn't let him do it. Oh, how convenient. So it's a talking point. You know what I mean? Thanks for the call. Let's go, Brandon. See you tomorrow. I'm Howie Carr.